I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Yesterday, Governor Steve Bullock announced he's convening what he calls a working group to talk about potential changes in ownership of the Colstrip coal-fired power plant, or at least in three of its four generating units. Colstrip's future is uncertain at the moment, as the West Coast states that buy a lot of the electricity it generates are under increasing political pressure to abandon coal power due to climate change concerns. In announcing the working group, Bullock made public a letter inviting Northwestern Energy to be part of it. The letter says that Bullock has talked with Northwestern's CEO about the utility potentially taking on a bigger ownership role if West Coast utilities pull out. Yesterday, Northwestern spokeswoman Claudia Rapkook said she doesn't read the letter as necessarily suggesting Northwestern should grow its ownership stake in Colstrip.
I don't know if I read it as an invitation. I certainly read it as an opening to have a discussion.
Northwestern owns about 9% of Colstrip's output. Five other companies own the rest. Governor Bullock said two of those companies, Talon Energy and Puget Sound Energy, have already agreed to join his working group. I asked him to explain his goals for it.
To really evaluate the possibility of ownership transfer of Colstrip's units 1, 2, and 3.
There was an article in the Billings Gazette last week where the CEO said taking on this new role is, quote, very inconsistent with the risk profile we have and we think our customers want us to have. It doesn't sound to me like Northwestern Energy is especially warm to the idea of taking on more ownership of those Colstrip units.
What Northwestern has said in the past is that there are certainly strategies that would allow a party, be it Northwestern or another one, to step into the role. But there's also some real and understandable obstacles from, you know, the market, the industrial customers, to if there need to be legislative and PSC changes, some of the existing liabilities. Right now, we're sort of in a place where you hear a lot of noise, but not a lot of direction. To try to have a little bit more structure in a discussion, I think it's good for our overall state.
Who do you see being on this working group?
It would certainly include those utilities. Also, I think it would need to include some industrial customers served by Colstrip, some policy experts, folks that could help us sort of shape and take a look at that. Again, part of the whole discussion is that parts of our energy future are certainly dictated by things occurring far beyond our borders. And the ownership of 1 and 2 right now is split between owners in Washington State and owners in Pennsylvania. So to have that discussion, if it makes sense to have it a little bit closer to home, I think, and to see if there's the interest there. You know, if the market's there, if the industrial customers have an interest in it as well. That's why I think that there needs to be discussion with some of our large industrial customers, from the refineries to some of our mines, things like that. Hopefully we'll take a look at, and as Northwestern even said in public comments, could be Northwestern, could be another utility.
Those Colstrip units put out a significantly larger amount of power than the large industrial customers in Montana could use, so presumably there'd have to be some out-of-state customers for the capacity of those units?
Here's the one thing that we know. Right now, there's a lot of uncertainty about it because you hear things from the various owners. To try to put some structure to that is what we're trying to do and say, is there a market there? Are there possibilities?
Some state lawmakers in Montana have suggested that the state of Montana itself might choose to invest and become an owner of a portion or all of those generating units and start selling the power itself. Do you think that's a viable possibility?
I don't know if the state should be in the role of certainly owning utilities by any means. And really, ultimately, what I envision going forward through the working group, it ultimately is decided by the companies involved. But I think the topic's important enough to really have a more structured public discussion about it.
You have a time frame for when you'd like to see this body seated or in?
Yeah. I mean, we'll be soon as in the next couple of weeks.
When you think their work might be wrapped up and you'd have some?
Yeah, I think, Eric, that's getting the cart a little bit ahead of the horse. First, got to get the folks together and really explore some of those pieces of, is there interest there? What would it take?
Do you have a list of deliverables you'd like to get from that working group by the time you wrap up?
As we get them seated, we'll be putting together a little bit more of that structure as well.
Your opponent in the gubernatorial race, Mr. Gianforte, has made a point of portraying you as uncaring about the coal economy and the coal workers in Montana. Is this in any way a response to the charges from your opponent in the governor's race?
No, it's, you know, this is the work you actually do every year as governor, and it has nothing to do with ultimately sort of the elections. This is the timing of it, and it really is. It'll continue to be part of the energy portfolio, but it's also one part of our future, and we're going to be looking at all kinds of different things when it comes to energy.
Any asks out to anybody else in Montana, any state lawmakers, anyone else?
Nope.
Governor Steve Bullock. You can find more of our coverage about the future of Colstrip on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.